All right, well, thank you so much, Dennis, for sitting down with me and talking a little bit about the program and the Freshlow and your Freshlow project. So thanks so much.
You're welcome.
One thing that a lot of people, a lot of our listeners kind of want is to know is a little bit about yourself. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I'm a native of Covington, Kentucky, born and raised here, for education here. I went away to Eastern Kentucky University, came back, been a lifelong resident here in Kentucky. In Covington, Kentucky.
What neighborhood do you live?
In on Russell Street, in the west side of Covington.
Okay, so you're a west sider. It's always good. So what are some of the things that you do in the community? Are you involved in the community at all?
Yes, I try to be very involved in the community because if we don't have involvement in the community, we do not have a community that works together and that is healthy. And that is a community that welcomes others. So I do a lot of things in the community. I used to be in the West Side Action Coalition group, but I was not able to continue with that because I was back in school. I am in the NAACP, and I work at my church as a Sunday school superintendent, and also here at the Freshlow Fellowship Program.
Okay, what church do you go to?
First Baptist Covington.
Okay, over on the east side.
Crosstown. Crosstown, yes.
So you mentioned your participation in this program, the Freshlow Fellowship. What actually drew you to actually apply for the fellowship?
Well, for one thing, I was interested because I do, as you know, I love my community. I love the West Side. And I love Russell Street, and I love Covington, and I want anything that helps to bring about a collaboration, some type of, anything evolving around food and culture and improvement in the community, I'm all for it.
Okay, well that's exactly what this project is, so you're a perfect fit for it.
Thank you.
Your particular project that you've been developing over these last few weeks, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I am very concerned about children. I love children. I've worked with children most of my life. And this program was a very a good fit because I wanted to get the children involved in being healthy. I think children need to, let me put it like this. A healthy child makes for a healthy family. A healthy family makes for a healthy neighborhood. A healthy neighborhood and a healthy community. And a healthy community makes a healthy country.
Yeah, so kind of just like a trickle up effect.
Yeah, so and nowadays children need to have good self-esteem. They need to know who they are. They need to be comfortable within their own skin. Whatever way they want to choose their life to go or what they want to do, they need that basic foundation. So that was what interested me in this program, that food, which everybody loves, and some type of activity that involves children in the neighborhood together, bringing them together to give them some kind of good self-esteem.
That's perfect. So you said you're working with the children. Are you working with neighborhood children? Where are you kind of tapping into those
Well,
kids?
We're basically up at John G. Carlisle on Pike and Holman, and we're basically working with fourth and fifth graders.
Okay, so kind of staying in the community. That's a neighborhood school. So that's great. That's a great way to tap into the West Side neighborhood. Now getting back to the actual Freshlow program, and it's kind of designed to help you become a project manager, become a community leader. We're in our sixth week now. Over the 6 weeks, what is the most important thing that you've taken away from the program?
The basics. Going over the basics, learning some new skills. Honing up what I do know a little bit about doing a project and building up on that. And I think it was a lot of things that I got out of this program, how to do a press release, how to apply for a grant, budgeting my time management, that was very important. And how to make a budget for myself. It was just very informative. I liked just the way the whole format went down, and it has helped me a lot, and I have the information with me, and I'm going to keep that in my library.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you got those takeaways from it. So after this program, so you got these new skills, after this program, what are you going to do next?
Well, quite a lot of things. Not quite a lot of things. And one thing I wanted to continue on with children, you know, within the neighborhood, you know, helping children to learn how to read better. Also, I wanted to go into helping incarcerated women who have been in prison and are coming out, and helping them with, you know, getting re-entered into society. That's another project I want to do. But basically with children, you know, helping them to grow, you know, because it's, the foundation is very important. So we want to do something with children along the reading area, maybe math. But anything to help them, to encourage them, to give them a good confidence, you know, in moving forward in their lives. But, and also with this reentry program, we want to deal with the children of women who have been incarcerated as they come out.
Okay.
But also with the children, you know, while their mother or parent is in a prison, to help them to cope.
That's awesome. That sounds like an amazing program. Hopefully, moving forward, we'll be able to help you out a little bit with that.
Okay.
Last question. I've been asking this to everybody. What is one piece of advice that you would give to someone interested in becoming a Fresh Loaf Fellow?
If you really want to do it, make up your mind, make a decision to do it, stay focused, and be committed.
Awesome. Words to live by.
Yes.
Great advice. Well, Denise, thank you so much for sitting down and talking with me. It's been a pleasure to have you in the program, and thanks again.
Thank you, Kareem. I've enjoyed it.